Canberra's home to 81 foreign embassies. Many tourists take the time to drive through the leafy streets of the nation's capital to see some of the amazing structures. There's another embassy with very humble beginnings, a beach umbrella propped up on the lawns outside Old Parliament House 50 years ago today, the Aboriginal Tent Embassy. It's also the world's longest continuous protest against the taking of land. Speeches and cultural events will note that today, but organisers say the milestone is about passing the reins on to the next generation. Carly Williams has this report.
It's been 50 years, but the Aboriginal Tent Embassy is still a beacon for First Nations activism. And it's celebrating a special day.
So as you can see, we've laid all the lovely grass. We've got our beautiful marquees here. So we're here for the next couple of days and we're not going nowhere.
It's where Michael Anderson, Billy Craigie, Bertie Williams and Tony Curry established the Aboriginal Tent Embassy in 1972, on the day now known as Australia Day, also called Survival Day. It sparked a now world-famous First Nations protest against dispossession of land and culture. Aboriginal Tent Embassy Ambassador and Gomeroi woman Gwenda Stanley says concerns up for discussion today remain the same as half a century ago.
We're talking about the genocide. We're talking about the history of the colonisation here. And let's start talking about equality and equity in this country. But most of all, it's about reparatory justice.
Today's events have been 9 months in the making. Lots of consultation with the original family groups, elders and volunteers. And ongoing resistance isn't easy. Just ask Gomeroi man Ian Brown.
The fact that we're still asking for the same things that we were asking for back in those days, yes, you know, the governments have compromised here and there, but they never fully met us at the table. And it's about really establishing genuine sovereignty right here and acknowledging that we were here prior to colonisation, prior to those first fleets.
Mulinjali Yagara man Lionel Fogarty is an activist, writer and poet. He's using this week to honour and mourn the past, but also to hand the baton to the next generation to reshape the way it fights for justice.
For me, this year shows that the young people are going to take care of the truth of history, because we don't want some anthropologists or university teachers all the time teaching about our history and telling wrong things about the history while we are alive.
For Ian Brown, it's an emotional day, but it's a celebration of survival and a chance to strategise for the next 50 years.
I feel a sense of massive sense of pride to be here and walk where, you know, our former a lot of our leaders from the tenancy have passed on now. We only got one of the founding men still remaining. And our resilience that goes to show like who we are as people, not only here in New South Wales, but throughout all of Australia.
Gomeroi man Ian Brown, Carly Williams and Kirsty Wellow reporting there.